Good afternoon and welcome back. More exciting and interesting entrepreneurs and creatives joining us here in the studio. Next, I will be speaking with Fatima Mohideen, who is now Managing Director of The Domino. Good afternoon to you, Fatima. Oh, where are you? Oh, there you go. Great to see you back. Congratulations to you as well.
Thank you.
You've joined a few times on this programme with various different projects that you've been working on.
Yep.
Collaborations, lots of collaborative events, haven't you? That's kind of very much your kind of background with music and art and film, I think, was the last one we spoke about, was it? You made a video.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah. The stop motion, the animation. Yes. Sorry, I forget which hat I'm wearing at the moment.
I know.
I'm the curator.
But today, the hat you're wearing, I said, is managing director. It sounds very serious. And
I know.
How did The Domino come about? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, The Domino's are essentially, at the moment, a creative agency, but that's quite loosely used because we essentially do creative anything. It's more than just a business. It's a platform for supporting local talent. It's a platform for creating work for artists who live in the community and jobs and curating exhibitions, events, graphic design, murals, public art. We do loads and loads of work, which is basically creative anything.
Okay.
But it's sort of creating this hub where artists sort of find work and opportunity and a place hopefully where everybody else comes to for creative services.
So you're essentially kind of connecting those people that want to have some creative work done with the creatives that could possibly
exactly,
do it for them.
Yeah.
You've had a number of events exhibitions so far, haven't you? I'm just looking at, this is one you've just handed me, a fantastic catalogue called Genius. Would you like to talk me through this?
Sure. Genius, I actually started curating exhibitions on illustration while I was working at DuckTech. Illustration is quite close to me, I think, because I grew up with my brother, who's an illustrator, who's done the illustration on the cover there.
Oh, really? Is that your brother?
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
So this was the third in a row of sort of annual events, and it's going to keep going. It's just keeping growing and growing, and it featured 28 illustrators based in the UAE, all amazingly talented and really, really enthusiastic to get involved. The exhibition did really well, and it's just shown that there's so much going on sort of under the bigger currents in the city that we need to sort of kind of nurture and support and help grow.
Fantastic. I know a few of the names in here. Khalid Mazena, there's a couple of others that popped up. Yeah, because this is, you know, well, we've just been talking about art, which we do quite often on this show, art galleries with, you know, very well-established international artists coming through. We talk about photography as well, not really much about illustration. It's kind of like the sort of the smaller brother or sister to the big world of art, isn't it? Do you feel it's sort of underrepresented?
Absolutely. I think because illustration has a function, it's in magazines, it's in newspapers, it's in children's
books. It's everywhere.
I mean, it's everywhere. Mm. But that's what, if you read sort of the introduction I've written in the catalogue there, it talks about how I think illustrators are actually the supermen of the art world because they do absolutely everything. Most of my projects that involve design work or murals or installation or pretty much anything, I call up an illustrator and they can do it. They can sort of translate that creativity into any medium, which is amazing. So I think if that's what's happening a lot of in the city, we need to sort of see that and pick up on it.
And all these people, I mean, do you have a whole series of people sort of on your book, so to speak? Do they work as a freelancers for you?
They all work as freelancers. I don't really want to sort of lock artists into contracts where you can only sort of work for us and anything like that, because the projects we have are so varied as well. You don't know what kind of artists we're going to need next. But we do have a database of almost 180 artists now based in the UAE.
All different styles.
All different styles, approaches. Mm-hmm. Cultures, techniques. So there hasn't been a project yet that I've been approached for that I've had to say, I'm sorry, I can't find the artist.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing. You also did a mural, I think. Was that with the, who was that, with the British Council?
We did a project with the British Council, and then at the same time we did a project with the British Embassy in Abu Dhabi, where they wanted a mural painted on their walls, on the outside walls of the sort of the Consul General's area, that depicted the Olympics that are coming up. And for me, being able to put any art in a public space is really, really exciting. And this is quite a visible public wall in a very sort of, you know, serious toned space, the area of the city. So
it's great.
It's really exciting.
Mm, I love yours as well. I think if they're done correctly, obviously. So what's interesting, I mean, do you also come up with concepts yourself and present to clients.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's Genius was one of those. Right. And that, you know, we approached Virgin Megastore and said we need some money to print some catalogues, and they said sure. And there's quite a lot of that at the moment. If you come up with a concept and go to enough sponsors, they're quite happy to kind of to give you what you need and give you the support you need, which is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. You mentioned CSR, I think, on one of your briefs as well, and we talk about that a lot. But it could be because most big international corporations have got some form of CSR.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of more people looking towards environmental concerns, also art, big corporations, and also in the retail, sponsoring art events, yeah. Which is really interesting that they're diversifying and understanding that you can target people through different means. Are you seeing it? I mean, it's still a tough world out there, you know. It's still on the back of a sort of not a great few years. What's it like? How is the, you know, do you find it people are a bit more open-minded to someone like yourself coming in and saying, listen, we've got this great concept for an art event?
In Dubai in particular, I think there's been some sort of a shift. I don't know if it was the economic crisis that sort of humbled people a little bit and started making them notice the value of creativity. I think I'm a bit of a hippie when it comes to talking about art, because I talk about how art is so important to humanity and communication and everything else. And I was just at a conference in Paris actually called Mission 2062, where we talked about how creativity and creative practice will be integrated into day-to-day society so much in the next 50 years that we won't actually call it art anymore, because it's so everyday and commonplace, and how it'll help us deal with issues of, you know, running out of oil and lack of transport and building communities and overpopulation and stuff like that. So there is sort of a bigger appreciation for the creative industries at the moment and the value of instilling creativity into everything. I mean, I was at the one with my mum the other day, and she said, do you remember when furniture stores were just furniture stores? Now they're like these amazing installations with paintings and photography, and it's this whole experience.
That is actually a very good point. I mean, I think the one is quite special in that way, yeah. But yeah, and charity and supporting various different things, and yeah, you're absolutely right. And coffee shops and food, yep. And the whole thing. Yep. Yeah, it's true.
I mean, I think when it comes to sort of looking for sponsorship, it's a little bit tricky still, because you need to kind of, at least there's terms that have come up like CSR, where you can say, well, this is really good for your CSR initiative, and it'll give you this kind of recognition. And but people are starting to realize that creativity is actually a part of everything. It's part of your marketing, it's part of your image, it's your branding. And once people recognize that, I think they're loosening up to the idea of throwing money at it.
Lovely message come through Mohammed Al-Marzouki, who says, I want to thank Fatima, follow Domino on Facebook. As an artist, I appreciate her support and respect their works and projects. Best wishes.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
That's nice. Yeah. So how have you marketed yourself? Is it predominantly through social media and things like that?
Yeah. I'll be completely honest. The Domino is a one-man team.
One woman team.
Yeah. I sort of go out there and say, oh, we at the Domino, da 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 da, and then people say, who's we? And I go, oh, it's just me. And so one day I put on my marketing hat, and the next day it's admin, next day it's finance.
Okay.
But it has, what was nice is that I, as an artist, I'm already part of a community. So to be an artist who now turns around to that community and says, look, I want to do something for us that supports us and helps us, you've already got support from all those people you knew and worked with.
Okay.
So it wasn't actually that difficult. And I think the concept of artist run, being an artist, working for artists, brings a lot of trust and understanding. You know, artists kind of look at you and say, well, you know where I'm coming from and you understand where I'm coming from. So I trust you, and that's a big responsibility, but it's also really comforting
right.
to have.
What's also, I suppose, interesting, what I wanted to ask you, are people such as, again, going back to the corporations, etc., would they go more with you as a small one-woman business as opposed to going with a tried-and-tested advertising agency or an agency of such? Do you find it's quite difficult to sort of break through that kind of, well, we've been with them before, they've always done it for us, this is what we're going to stick with?
It's interesting you should say that, because I've just pitched for a huge project at a major hotel, and the reason they said is, we want to work with you, is because not everyone's using you, and your sort of style isn't recognised everywhere. It's
right.
It's really, really unique.
So that's your edge then, really. That's the edge that you have, is that you are a bit different.
Yeah.
And I suppose also, would all of your talents, the people that you have on your books, be locally based.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's sourcing local. Yeah. You know, because there is, you know, there has been this sort of, you've got to fly it in, or we've got to fly someone in from Paris or New York or London to sort of do the job. Do you find that now, well, actually, no, that there is a growing talent base here of people that are very capable of.
I think it's been here for a while. I think people just haven't. My brother did the Metro campaign, actually, that was on all the buses and all the billboards.
Really?
It was amazing.
That.
The little cartoons.
Yeah. Is that your brother?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You know, and it was terrible because I almost had all these accidents because I'd drive up next to a bus and try to take pictures.
It's so good, though.
But the fact that finally, you know, finally they used a local artist mm-hmm. for something that was so significant was a really, really big deal. And I just really want to see that shift, not because I don't think there's enough talent outside of the UAE, but I think it's really important to support what's local first. If we're going to build a name for ourselves as a creative scene or as an art scene, you need to nurture something that's original and something that belongs to us.
And inspire others to do the
Absolutely,
same and continue,
yeah.
you know. Yeah, very, very well said. I completely agree with you. Have you got anything coming up that you'd like to tell us about?
We've got an exhibition opening on the 9th at the Jam Jar.
It's the 9th of June.
It's okay. called Art for Fun. We've just sent out the press release, so you'll get it in your email in a minute.
Okay.
It's in support of a project in Lebanon, actually, called the Kahkaha Project, which helps sort of young refugees, Palestinian refugees. So it's kind of a goodwill. Mm-hmm. We've had literally in the last week 21 artists come forward and say, I'm in, which is amazing.
Amazing, wonderful.
So it only runs for about a week, but all the work will be for sale and all in support of this cause.
Fantastic. And that's on the 9th of June.
9th of June.
And that's at Jam Jar.
Yep.
Maybe we can get you back to talk about that closer
to
the date. But let's give out some details about the Domino. If you are a creative, an artist in various different disciplines and you'd like to find out more, then why not check out the website? Of course, if you want some work done as well, let's get
Absolutely,
both sides.
Yeah.
And you're interested in finding out what the Domino is doing, why not check out the website www.thedomino.org. Great name as well.
Thank
Love
you.
It. Fatima, congratulations to you. Really great to see what you're doing
Thank you.
Hear more about it. And I wish you all the very, very best with that.
Thanks, Siobhan.
Thanks for joining us on the programme today. Fatima Houdin there, Managing Director of The Domino. Once again, www.thedomino.org is the website. Thanks. When we move into the second hour, we're going to be having music, film and books. So that's all coming up.